Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, May 12th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a pleasurable experience?
Well, I guess so, yes.
Okay, good. It was by Ross Trudeau, and that often means it's going to be a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, he's a very clever crossword creator.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he did not disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very clever theme.
I thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I actually laughed out loud at the theme. Ho-ho is exactly what I said.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually laugh. I just said, ho-ho.
Uh-huh.
So, you want to talk about that theme?
Okay. Well, the theme revolved around a kind of obscure punctuation mark that I don't ever use, called the umlaut. And 58 across, that was the actual answer, 58 across. Diacritical mark representing a diuresis, both of which are represented in this puzzle. And the answer to that was umlaut. And umlaut looks kind of like a sideways 8, right?
I think it's just two dots.
Well, it's just two dots, yeah. But anyway, so there were a number of squares that you had to put two O's in order to solve. For example, 15 across only had three squares, but the clue was comment from a klutz. And the answer, of course, is oops. And the two O's went in the first square, and then you had the P and the S. And then going down, the clue was inning beginning stat, and the answer was no outs. And you had N, and then you had the two O's, and then UTS. So there were there were four of those throughout the puzzle. What was so clever about it is because they became umlauts for the clue underneath them. So underneath the clue, oops, was 18 across, Nietzschean ideal, which was Übermensch. And the U came right under the two O's. So, and if you look up the word Übermensch, it does have a little umlaut over the U. Same way with 46 across, the Handmaid's Tale author, well, that was Margaret Atwood. So you had the two O's of Atwood in the same square. And that fell over 50 across, ice cream brand whose first storefront was in Brooklyn Heights. And the answer was Häagen-Dazs, and the two O's lined up right above the first A, which does have an umlaut over it. So that that was a very, very clever how they did that. So
where did you spot this?
I figured it out with 34 across, no worries. And the answer to that was it's cool. But going down 29, serenaded perhaps, and the answer there was wooed. And I had awe, so I had the W, and I had the 38 across, noted literary sisters were the Brontes. So I thought, oh, it's wooed, W-O-E-D. But I'm like, that's not wooed. You have to have two O's. And then when I looked across, I thought, oh, if I had two O's, then I could have it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, it's a rebus. So I put in the two O's. And then after a while, I finally figured out, not only is it a rebus, but it's an umlaut.
So, yes, it's an uber rebus.
Uh-huh, uber rebus. So very, very clever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I figured it out at 46 across, the Handmaid's Tale author, because I knew that was Margaret Atwood.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, when it came to like 15 across, the comment from a klutz, I first thought oop, because I had three letters for it.
Oh,
You
never say oop. Oh, oop. No, you always say oops.
I don't know. They've been doing kudo lately instead of kudos.
But they note that that's singular, you know, so.
Well, maybe this person was such a klutz, they dropped their S.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I went with that for a bit, but with Margaret Atwood, I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing here, because there was, although I thought it with 31 across scent of an animal spoor, I felt pretty good that was correct too, because and that ran into 26 down Sarge's report to them, and the answer was Louis,
right?
Which took me a while to figure out how to spell. I was like L O U I S S. No, that won't do it. I think it took me a long time to do this crossword, for a number of reasons, but one of them being, it turns out I do not know how to spell Häagen-Dazs.
Oh.
I had the Hagen going fine, but with the Daz, I thought it was D-A-A-S. Oh. And so for 53 down relish, I was trying to come up with a word that started with an A, had an E and an S in the middle of it. Oh. And there are no words that mean relish that start with an A, E, and S. But I was convinced that it was D-A-A-S. Uh-huh. There's a Z in there. Yep. It's just like snuck up, just like that C in Connecticut. Just sort of it's like, I didn't realize there was one there. So now I know how to spell Häagen-Dazs. So I consider that an evening well spent.
Yeah. Well, I had trouble with spoor because I didn't know what that was. I knew that 26 down was Louis, and I thought, oh, well, I guess you spell L-U-I-E-S, Louis. But it's actually L-O-O-I-E-S. So that's where I had trouble. And eventually I figured, oh, maybe it's O-O. And of course, that was over 36 across, trait of a babe in the woods, naivete. It was
right
over the I in naivete. So that also helped me figure it out. So,
yeah, I sort of started off slowly because 17 across, blank state, Big Ten school, I had the E as the second letter, and I thought it was, and actually I had the N as the third letter, so I thought Kent State.
Oh, no.
But it was Penn State.
Yeah. I saw the four squares. I thought, oh, it's Iowa.
Oh.
I put Iowa in there, but it wasn't Iowa.
Yeah, because you needed
Iowa State.
One down was not acceptable in a way, and that was un-PC. Mm-hmm. That took a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And because that C of un-PC ran into 20 across, document for returned goods was credit slip. I guess I never have occasion to use that phrase.
I put other things besides slip before I finally figured it was slip. I think I maybe put credit bill, or I was putting all different kind of words there, but turned out to be slip.
Well, that S of slip was the end of six down, some messages on old radios for short, APBs,
right?
All points bulletins. Mm-hmm. That was nicely done.
Yep.
And then right next to that, seven down, poet who wrote, "Do I Dare Disturb the Universe?" And that was T.S. Eliot.
Right.
I had no idea. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm. But obviously you probably did this. I'm sure you did this faster than I did.
No, I didn't. It took me a long time.
Really?
6:14.
Really? I did
it in 30. Yeah, because of that spoor.
Oh.
And I couldn't find it. It didn't look wrong.
Uh-huh.
So eventually.
Just like Häagen-Dazs and relish is the word est, A-E-S-T. Well-known word. In some language. I did this in 37:40, so for a refreshing change of pace, I actually did it faster than you.
Mm-hmm.
Buoyed by my knowledge of Atwood. 27 across. Tree under which Siddhartha attained enlightenment, the Bodhi, B-O-D-H-I.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe body. I mean, it's...
See, I first put bamboo with the O's in the last square because I had the B. And I thought,
that's
bamboo, maybe. But no, it was Bodhi.
Yeah, well, that last letter of Bodhi runs into blank puente, a.k.a. El Rey del Timbal. And I'm like, I have no idea.
No, me... Well, I had heard of Tito Puente.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I always thought it was Tito Puente. I thought it was a F instead of a P. But
I thought that was one of the Marx brothers, but maybe not.
No, that's Zeppo.
who was the Yugoslavian dictator?
That was Tito.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I knew somebody named Tito.
There's his last name.
Right, that's true. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, even the clue, the revealer, if we go back to that one for a moment, diacritical mark resembling a diuresis, none of that phrase helps me at all.
No,
a diacritical mark, great, I don't know what that is, resembling, okay, I knew what resembling is, and I know the, I know at what a means, but diuresis, it's just like, isn't that some sort of I don't know, a disease that you get or something. I don't know. I really felt like a complete idiot when I was reading that. It was like, wow, I don't understand anything. And then I got, apparently a diacritical mark resembling a diuresis is an umlaut. So that's good to know.
Yep.
Let's see. I noticed they had 59 across. One of the two ways in which you can clue NYE, one of them being Bill Nye, the guy, science guy, but this one was celebration 6 days after Xmas.
New Year's Eve.
So, yeah, I thought this was a fun crossword.
I enjoyed it.
Ross Trudeau never disappoints.
No.
And I just, you know, and it's just the right degree. I mean, it was, it wasn't impossible, but it wasn't easy.
Right.
And just that cool trick with the umlaut. I mean, that
was a perfect Thursday puzzle.
Yeah. So
good job.
Yes.
Good job, Ross.
Well done, Ross. And I think that's probably it for today then.
Okie doke.
So that's it for today, everyone, as we just finished saying. And tomorrow is Fun Fact Friday. So gather your friends and relations around once more so you can discover what fun fact we're going to cover. Do we know what fun fact we're going to cover?
We'll find one.
We'll know by Friday. So remember, you can always get a hold of us at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.